You're listening to WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.
The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
And as I promised, we are about to talk with Sonia Rutstein, who goes by the name Sonia Disappear Fear. She and her sister, Cindy, used to call themselves Disappear Fear, and then Cindy stopped singing, but Sonia kept the name. And she'll be appearing on Sunday, June 4th, at the Jewish Music Fest up at the Siegel JCC up in Tallyville. But let's go ahead and listen to some of her music. We're going to listen to some from her newest record, recorded live in Germany. I think you're going to like it. And while it's playing, we will get her on the line.
Hello, hello, hello. Thank you. I think ultimately we have to save ourselves, not to be selfish or greedy. And not for a rainy day, in fact, just the opposite. In this moment, Pittsburgh, PA, I find a healing to this feeling is by giving it all away. All my
Sonia, thank you so much for joining us on the Music Room on WVUD.
Thank you, Richard. I'm really happy to be able to speak with you on the air.
And this record that we just played, it's from a live concert you did in Germany. It was a sold-out concert in, what, 2015?
In 2014, actually. It's my favorite little place in Germany to play. It's really what got my career in Germany launched, because the person who had discovered me at the Music Messe in Frankfurt said, "Where else can I see you play in Germany?" And so I said to him, his name is Heinz, "Where else should I be playing?" And he said, he goes, "Well, I'm connected to a culture group in Rodgau, and we have a little venue there called Maxima. Would you like to play that?" And I said, "Well, sure." So that was really that. I think I've now played there four times, maybe five, and so that was like the beginning of me touring. And now I just came back from a 30 concert appearances. We were there for about 9 weeks on tour.
Oh, wow.
In Germany. So it's pretty awesome. Wow. Yeah, it was great.
Well, you've been in the music business for quite a while. You and your sister Cindy were singing back in the 1980s and 1990s, as I recall.
Yes, yep. We're going to be celebrating our 30th year anniversary on the 9th of October. It's actually 10/9/87 is when we started. So 10/9/17 will be this October. So yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty amazing, really.
You start off playing for pizza.
Yeah.
Hey, that's okay. My first paid gig was for all the pizza and 3.2 beer I could drink.
Actually, the very early stuff that Cindy and I did, we actually started playing for ice cream. I mean, that's so that we could buy ice cream. We were living in New York City, not kidding. And we really wanted, there was a place called Rumpelmeyer's, and it was really good. And we set up, we weren't living so far actually away from where Tiffany's is on Fifth Avenue. And so we opened my guitar case and we started playing on the street, on the sidewalk there. We got enough money to play, because Sundays, this is like in 1970-something, and Sundays were enormously expensive, like they were like $7 or $8. So we figured we'd go for 20, which we made in about an hour, and, I think. And then we got our ice cream sundae. So we literally did play for ice cream, and I know you didn't think this conversation was going to go there, but I had to.
Well, that's quite all right. It's quite all right. You know, it's you know. You know, you can make a living at it. I can't. I got to have a day job. But you've done just so many different kinds of records. I really was enjoying that record you put out about 2007, Tango, which was – did you write that in Spanish and Portuguese, or what happened with that?
It's actually in Spanish, Arabic, Hebrew, and English. It's in four languages. It's not in Portuguese. Portuguese eludes me. Beautiful language, but I don't understand it. I just keep trying to hear it like through my Spanish ears, and it doesn't work at all. So, but I've been to Portugal. It's a great place. I had written some of the songs. I had written in English prior to that CD, which appear on other CDs, like the song "Cayendo," which means falling. Fallen, like as in falling in love, and then it just really wanted to be in Spanish, so we put that one in Spanish, and we put "Sexual Telepathy" became "Telepatía Sexual," and then I wrote. I actually ended up performing in a Palestinian village in Israel, and it was a very, very beautiful and positive experience. So I wanted to be able to do a song completely in Arabic, which is what the song Tango is.
I think this is what's just so remarkable about your music. I mean, you've played like in, if you will, larger combos, and now you're touring pretty much just yourself. You're looping your machine, your guitar, and your what I leave out? Guitar, voice, harmonica, looping machine. I think that's about all you're touring with now. But
and piano actually too. I don't lug one around, though.
I was going to say, I don't think that fits in an American Airlines carry-on.
I do have one that if I'm, like, you know, doing a van tour here in the U.S., it's not hard at all to bring it. But flying and having one, you know, it's just basically I just sort of play it by ear. And if they have one there that sounds good and I can play it, then I add those songs to the set. And if not, just pick it up the next time.
But you also, I mean, it's not just like the different music. I mean, you also are doing lots of different kinds of things. I think really in the tradition of a folk singer from the 1960s. You know, you're doing political songs, ethnic songs, songs about love, and you're doing just a wide range of music.
Yeah. I think I just, you know, get bored quickly. So, and I'm attracted to a lot of different genres. I mean, sometimes, you know, a song, like, let's say I just come up with a line for a song, which was like a song I have called Ride This Ride. And the first line for the song was, I'm going to ride this ride just as long as I can. And that, it just, like, that just, you just know that's going to be a country song, you know. So I just I just went with what it was. And I think, you know, like, the songwriters that I admire, whether they're, you know, classical writers like, you know, like Puccini, or they're contemporary writers who probably are also classical, really, like the Beatles, you know, like John Lennon and Paul McCartney. I think the thing is just to go with that melody and that, you know, just let it go where it wants to go. And that way you can create the best song possible.
Now, one of the reasons we're talking with you, besides the fact you make amazing music, is that you're going to be appearing in the area on Sunday, June 4th at the Jewish Music Fest up at the Siegel JCC at 101 Garden of Eden Road. It's a free event, too, from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and you're taking the stage at noon, I believe.
Yes, that is all that information. A return to the Garden of Eden for a day. Pretty awesome. but I think clothing optional, but I imagine most people will
no,
be.
No, clothing is required. I've played there. Clothing is required.
Yeah, clothing is required. Okay. Okay, well then, there you have it. No, I'm really looking forward to it. I think that it's going to be really, really great, and I'm looking forward to hearing, you know, the other groups and stuff that are playing, and I get to play, you know, all my Hebrew songs. I'll probably do one Arabic song, and just it'll be a very good feeling. It's fun to do outdoor stuff.
Well, I wanted to
do... And it's supposed to be a beautiful weekend, too. So
oh, thank heavens, yes. It's been raining in Delaware today. I don't know what it's been doing down in Baltimore, but it's been raining today.
kind of misting most of the day, but this is a rain or shine fest. It'll go inside JCC if the weather is like today.
Yeah.
So it's good either way. It'll be great.
With your permission, I'd like to let the listeners hear one of your political songs that you were telling me off the air. You wrote 23 years ago, and it still seems germane today. Tell the folks about
it. Yeah, for sure. The song, the Washington Work song. You know, there's a line in the song that says, I'll buy anything you advertise on TV, and I think that is probably more true and to our detriment more than ever, as we're experiencing every time we turn on our phones or turn on the TV or sign on. We're just being so imploded as we try to get through these this current administration. So I think it's great to do songs that feel, this is a song in three-quarter time, and so it's sort of a song you can sort of swing your beer stein to, you know, and then take a chug when you need to, as you may need to more frequently. You know, the song is basically about democracy. It's about caring. The worst thing that can hurt us is apathy, and or thinking that we know it all, because we certainly don't. So without further ado, here's the Washington Work song.
Sidewalk from someone I don't know. I step around it so I won't get it on my shoe. On my way to work in Washington. On my way to work in Washington. On my way to work in Washington, D.C. My name is America, but I pronounce it George, and some people think I'm rich, but I am mostly poor, and I cover it up to get you to fight in my wars. Now the truth is I am my own enemy, but I'll buy anything you advertise on.
Washington, on my way to work in Washington, on my way to work in Washington, D.C. Gotta make it look good, gotta make it look good, gotta make it look good. On my way to work, Washington, D.C. Gotta make it look good, 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 gotta make it look good. Someone I might know. Should I step around it so I won't get it on my soul? Well, that's impossible. That's impossible. That's impossible. That's impossible. That's impossible. That's impossible.
So, Sonia, off the air, we were talking about this version. I can hear the applause in the background, and Reno sitting across the counter is applauding as well.
You know what? I could hear it, too, and you were right. Amazon did get it right. That was the live version. I guess I just counted it off that day, too. The recorded version that I thought you were playing was the one from the CD, Disappear Fear, self-titled, on Rounder Records, Philo Rounder Records, and that's the recorded. The studio version is with Amy and Emily singing background vocals from the Indigo Girls. No, but that was good. That one, I think, was from the High Sierra Music Festival, and we just had, you know, one of those beautiful days, and it's a really cool festival out in California, and we were a trio touring, and it was a good day, yeah.
And speaking of being a good day and a beautiful day, Sonia will be appearing at the Jewish Music Fest at the Siegel JCC at 101 Garden of Eden Road up in the Tallyville portion of Wilmington. And for more information, you can go to siegeljcc.org. And over on the right-hand side, you can click on the link and find more information about who else will be appearing. It'll be 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and Sonia's taking the stage at about noon. So I think actually this is one of the things that is important to you, is to support the Jewish side of your life. I know I was reading something about the temple that you attend and how important that is to you, and appearing at something like a Jewish music fest is very important to you, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it'll be, you know, culturally, those are my peeps. It's my DNA. and I love that kind of music. I mean, I love, you know, Hebrew songs. I love the language of Hebrew. I have performed in Israel, and I love the time I've gotten to be there. I love the anthropological lineage of language, which is reflected in that CD Tango a lot. But just also, you know, just touring and seeing how, because we define ourselves and we look through the window of the language that we speak. Which is why English is such a massive language and why it's such a great language for, like, it's usually either the first or second language all over the world. And we're so lucky about that. But it is, we just keep grabbing words, and that's why it gets so big. I love performing. It'll be good. I think it'll be a very nice time. So, yeah. As a matter of fact, tonight, in about an hour, I'll go to my synagogue because it's Shavuot, which is the holiday where the Jewish people receive the Torah. So it's a celebration of getting the book.
Getting the big book.
Yeah.
And the world
the
has,
big book, yes.
The world has not been the same ever since. Oh, my heavens. Yeah. Well, I think...
Volume one.
Volume one, yes. You have been on two continents besides North America, three continents. How far have you toured?
I've toured in New Zealand and Australia,
oh.
North America, and, you know, USA and Canada, and Europe. I have not toured in Asia, nor South America, nor Africa.
Okay.
Yet.
Well, if you've been in Israel...
Oh, the Middle East. I guess.
Yeah, in the Middle East, that's sort of between Asia and Africa. Yeah, depends which soccer federation they want to be in.
Yeah. Well, you know, as open as I am about what I think and what I feel as an artist, it's important to be smart as well. Not just, you know, there's certain places that would be silly to go to, maybe even stupid at some point, but hopefully time will and the words of my music can get out more, and you know, and we can disappear fear around our lives and around the world.
That's actually something that's pretty cool is that you've kept that name, even though your sister is no longer part of the act. You've kept that name. That's very important to you.
Well, what it was that when I became Sonia, Rounder wanted me. I did a solo CD when Cindy left the group, and I was just going to be Sonia or Sonia Rutstein, but Sonia Rutstein of Disappear Fear. They didn't want me to lose Disappear Fear because that was the selling, that was the branding of my music, and it didn't really change in that I was the front runner. You know, I was the main singer and songwriter, and you know, everything sort of circled around my guitar. So they didn't want to lose the name Disappear Fear, so they made me Sonia of Disappear Fear, because Sonia Rutstein of Disappear Fear was a little bit long. And so then we just sort of left. Then I thought Cindy was going to come back and sing with me regularly, but she's really just been able to make some guest appearances with me over the years, which are lovely, but not consistent enough. So we just made it one thing. Sonia Disappear Fear as one thing, and it brings it all together.
But I think it generates an understanding of the audience of what you're about too. If Disappear Fear is part of your name, that's what you're about when you're singing.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Thank you. Yes, that's exactly it.
Now, we've got one last thing to play for people, and again, Sonia will be appearing at the Siegel JCC on Sunday the 4th at noon at the Jewish Music Fest, and for more information, go to siegeljcc.org. We've picked out Ari Ari.
Yes. Cool. It's a cool song. Don Conoscenti plays wonderful lead on the song, and we recorded it down in Nashville with Mike Poole and Elaine Romanelli and Don Kearse, and it was good. It's got a real good feel, and it actually is about being in Israel. So that's an experience I had there. So, and the Hebrew part of it, at the end it goes Ani Yodat Ani. Mevina Katsat, which means I know, I understand a little.
Well, let's give a listen. Here comes Sonia Disappear Fair and Ari Ari on the Music Room.
Oh, 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 oh. Hey, hey, yeah, yeah. Clapping is good. Play a song for me. Ooh, oh, oh. I reach across the desert sky in the middle of the night. I take your hand in mine, and together we may fly. Ooh, ooh. We reach Carmel. Drove up, up, up round the Golan Heights. Stars became so close, and the moon so big and bright. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Adi, Adi, won't you come? Play a song for me. Adi, Adi, won't you come? Play a song for me.
This is Trevor Dawes, Vice Provost for Libraries and Museums at the University of Delaware. You're listening to WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. When do I get my own show?